by Sonia Levitin. Illustrated by Kat Bowman Smith. It took us 21 days on the stagecoach to get to California. When we got there, I thought we'd live with Pa in the gold fields. A whole tent city was built up, but Ma shook her head. The gold fields are no place for children. We'll get a cabin and live in town. What town? A stage stop, a pump house, a few log cabins. That was all. It was so wide and lonesome out west, even my shadow ran off. Ma found a cabin big enough for all of us. Baby Betsy, brothers Billy, Joe, Ted, and me, Amanda. Pa came in from the gold fields every Saturday night, singing, "So I got me a mule and some mining tools, a shovel and a pick and a pan. But I work all day without no pay. I guess I'm a foolish man." First, Ma made him take a bath in a tin tub set out under the stars. Then Pa sang songs and told stories he'd heard from the miners, stories about men finding big nuggets and striking it rich. But poor Pa, he had no luck at all. Still, every Monday morning he'd leave for the gold fields full of hope. Days were long and lonely. The hills spread out as far as forever. Nights, me and Ma and my brothers and baby Betsy would sit out and wait for a shooting star to sail across the sky. Once in a while, a crow flew by. That's all the excitement there was. My brothers worked up some furrows. They planted corn and potatoes and beans. Then they ran around climbing trees, skinning their knees. But after all the water was fetched and the wash was done, after the soap was made and the fire laid, after the beds were fixed and the floor was swept clean, I'd sit outside our cabin door with baby Betsy, so bored I thought I'd die. Also, I hankered for some pie. I loved to bake pie. I asked Ma, and she said, "Pie would be good, but we have no pie pans and no real oven, just the wood stove. How would you bake a pie?" I poked around in a big box of stuff and found an old iron skillet. I decided to make a pie crust and pick gooseberries to fill it. Gooseberries grew on the bushes near town. I picked a big pailful and went back home. I made a crust with flour, butter, a little water, and a pinch of salt, and then I rolled it out. Ma came in and said, "Looks good, Amanda. I knew you could make it. But tell me, how will you bake it?" I showed Ma the skillet. She shook her head. "I don't think it will work, but you can try." "It will work," I said. Brothers Billy and Joe and Ted stood there laughing. When the wood turned to coals, I pushed my pie inside the old stove. After a while, I smelled a bad burning. I pulled out my pie, hard as a rock. Billy, Joe, and Ted whooped and slapped their sides. They snatched up my pie and tossed it high into the air. They ran outside and Billy whacked it hard with a stick. Pie pieces flew all over the place, and my brothers bent over, laughing. I was so mad I went right back in to make another, and I swore none of them would get a bite. I rolled out my crust and filled it with berries, shoved the pie into the oven, and soon took it out. I set the pie down to cool. I went off to do some mending. Next thing I knew, baby Betsy, just learning to walk, sat there with pie goo all over her face. Too soft, the filling ran down on Betsy, and she wailed like a coyote in the night. It took one more try, but I got it right. That night, we ate my gooseberry pie, and it was delicious. When Pa came home from the gold fields on Saturday night, there was a pie for him, too. "Amanda, you are the queen of the kitchen." Pa scooped me up and whirled me around. I was proud. The next week, I made an extra pie for Pa to take with him to the gold fields. Saturday night, when he came home singing, coins jangled in his pocket. We all ran out to ask, "Did you strike gold, Pa?" "No," he said. "I sold Amanda's pie. The miners loved it. They paid me 25 cents a slice." After that, Pa took pies to the gold fields every week, and every week he came home with coins in his pockets. Some miners walked right to our door looking for pie. They told Ma, "You should open a bakery." Ma said, "It's my girl Amanda who is the baker. If she wants to make pies, that's fine, but I have no time." Ma had a new baby on the way. It was up to me. I figured I could sell pies to the miners and fill up our money jar. But I needed help. I rounded up my brothers and told them, "If you want to eat pie, you've got to work." They grumbled and groaned, but they knew I meant it. So Billy built me a shelf, Joe made a sign, "Amanda's Fine Pies," and Ted helped pick berries and sour apples.